Today, we will be meditating on the third and fourth stations of the cross, in which Jesus falls for the first time, and Jesus meets his mother. Jesus fell. Jesus stumbled. Jesus was weak. When we consider Jesus Christ, these are not often things that come to mind. While we believe that he never sinned, he did experience our human weakness. He experienced pain. He struggled under a heavy load. Suffering was a reality for Jesus and is a reality for us. We may ask ourselves, why did he choose to show this side of himself? Why did he fall and allow himself to be crucified? Why did the God of the universe allow himself to bear our sin, to be struck with stones and spittle, and allow his scourged body to be covered in gravel and rocks? While he wanted to show us the cost of sin, I believe that there was another intention. He wanted to teach us how to talk about weakness and vulnerability, to open ourselves up. We can often put on a disguise of perfection as Christians, when we want to show everyone that we have it all together. But in his fall, we are invited to see our weakness and be unafraid to admit that we fall. Sin, human failure, woundedness, sadness, depression are realities that all of us struggle with. Jesus sees the struggle. He encountered the struggle. While it may scandalize us that God became one of us, it is also meant to invite us to recognize our own weakness. After he fell, did Jesus stay down, throw in the towel, give up? No, he rose again and continued. This also gives us a powerful lesson. After getting wounded, falling, or failing, we are invited to rise again and to continue walking. Jesus kept going. He didn't let the pain and struggle daunt him. Once you acknowledge your sin, don't stay there. Arise once more. The fourth station is Jesus meets his mother. This particular station is not something that we find recorded within the scriptures, yet it is a profound tradition that the church has held for years immemorial. Jesus met the woman who gave him life on his journey to death. What would that exchange of glances been like? I can only imagine the pain that was conveyed between the two of them. However, there also must have been love in the eyes of Mary. This is the same son she held in Bethlehem, the same son she played with and taught at Nazareth, the same son who did so many miracles and teachings while Mary beamed with pride and received each word in her heart. Mary must have given him strength, just like she did at the foot of the cross. But it would not have been easy to look on the pain of her son. The reminder that not all people despised and hated him, but that one who had loved him from his conception was there with him, walking with him on the way, must have given Jesus great consolation. Just as Mary is there to strengthen Jesus and give him courage, may we also be there for our friends and family who need our support. Rather than running away from the discomfort or the pain, allow your very presence to be a support. Be with Jesus as Mary is with Jesus, but also enter into the suffering of others, showing that you are there.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.